Welcome to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world focusing on art song, that combination of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. But on this edition of Singing in Other Sins, since we celebrate the birthday of Irving Berlin, the focus will shift to a more popular style, even when sung by classically trained singers. Berlin's birthday is 11 May 1888, and he lived to be 101. He was one of the few songwriters to provide his own texts. I'll tell you more about Irving Berlin, but let's get right to his music.
Into town last week. She came from the island of Martinique. The can-can she dances will make you fry. The can-can is really the reason why we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started a heat wave by letting us seat wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Gee, her anatomy made the mercury jump to 93. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave. A tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can. It's so hot the weatherman will tell you a record's been made. It's so hot a coat of tan will cover your face in the shade. It's so hot the coldest maiden feels just as warm as a bride. It's so hot, a chicken laid an egg on the street and it's fried. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started a heat wave by letting her seat wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Her anatomy made that mercury jump to 93. Yeah, man, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
How can I tell you what is in my heart? How can I measure each and every part? How can I tell you how much I love you? How can I measure just how much I do? How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? And how many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Got no pearl, still I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht, still I'm happy with what I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks, still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun and the moon, I'm doing all right. Got no diamond, got no pearl, still I think I'm a lucky girl. What I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me such a lovely day because I hate the rain. Moonlight makes all the stars light up along the Milky Way. Twinkle, twinkle, got no checkbook, got no bank. Still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. How is the sun in the morning and the moon at night?
You are listening to Singing in Other Sins. I'm marking the birthday of Irving Berlin, and we've begun with Ethel Waters singing Heat Wave, Bing Crosby, How Deep is the Ocean, and Judy Garland, I've Got Sun in the Morning. Berlin wrote hundreds of songs, many becoming major hits, which made him a legend before he turned 30. During his 60-year career, he wrote an estimated 1,500 songs, including the scores for 19 Broadway shows and 18 Hollywood films. George Gershwin called him the greatest songwriter that has ever lived, and Jerome Kern concluded that Irving Berlin has no place in American music. He is American music. Well, as promised, we'll sample some of the classical voices performing Berlin's songs.
Thank you.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're celebrating Irving Berlin's birthday. This last set included the classical voices of Jerry Hadley singing What'll I Do, Marilyn Horne in Always, which Berlin wrote when he fell in love with Ellen, who later became his wife, and Thomas Hampson in The Girl That I Marry. Irving Berlin's story is the basic American success of a poorly educated Jewish immigrant who followed his father in singing on New York's Lower East Side. He moved from the saloons to Tin Pan Alley and then on to Broadway at a pace that must have seemed slow to the young, hungry man. But by the time he was 21, he had a big hit in Alexander's ragtime band. He continued to supply a song for whatever craze was current. That Hula Hula was followed by When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama. Let's hear some of these Irving Berlin hits, which have become a part of the American songbook.
I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek, heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek, oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you. The charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
On that famous thoroughfare, with their noses in the air, high hats and colored collars, white spats and $15, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem glitters, putting on the ribbon. Spangled gown upon the bevy of high brown, from down the levee, all its bits, putting on the ribbon. That's where each and every Lulu Belle goes. Every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Rubbing elbows, come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 minutes putting on the red.
Boys, look at that man putting on that grit. You look at him, I can.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem sits? Puttin' on the Ritz. Spangled gowns upon the bevy of high browns, from down the levee, all misfits, puttin' on that certain Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Belle goes. Every Thursday evening with her swell foes, rubbing elbows, come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits puttin' on the Ritz. Attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits putting on a ring.
There may be be trouble ahead. But while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Singing and Other Sins, featuring the songs of Irving Berlin. We opened the set with Ella Fitzgerald singing Cheek to Cheek, and then two songs with Fred Astaire, Puttin' on the Ritz, an important Depression song in 1930 that became a spoof in Young Frankenstein by Mel Brooks, and finally, Let's Face the Music and Dance. Let's enjoy another set featuring the classical angle performing Irving Berlin.
Mm-hmm. Come back again. couldn't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and come back again. A pretty girl is just like a melody, just like.
An impressive lineup of famous names in the classical music world performing the songs of Irving Berlin on this birthday edition of Singing and Other Sins. We opened the set with Lotte Lehmann singing God Bless America, which has become a kind of unofficial national anthem. Then Jascha Heifetz performed White Christmas, and finally Mario Lanza sang A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody.
What care I who makes the laws of a nation? Let those who will take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I who cares for the world's affairs, as long as I can sing its popular songs. Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along, and if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy, happy. Let me sing a sad refrain, a broken heart that loved in vain. And if my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my blues can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, the Swanee shore, and Mammy's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. I'm happy, happy. I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my blues can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, the Swanee shore, and Mammy's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. Today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. Except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
Say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say. And with a moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand, and the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way. So they say. To leave your house some morning and without any warning, you're stopping people shouting that love is grand, and to hold a girl in every way. So they say.
A mixed group there. First, Robert White sang Berlin's Let Me Sing and I'm Happy. Then it was Rosemary Clooney's turn with It's a Lovely Day Today. And we ended the set with They Say It's Wonderful, sung by Frank Sinatra. From the very cool, now to the very hot, the following lady hardly needs introduction.
Folks are dumb where I come from, they ain't had any learning. Still they're happy as can be, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Folks like us could never fuss with schools and books and learning. Still we've gone from A to Z, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to know how to read or write when you're out with a fella in the pale moonlight. You don't have to look in a book to find what he thinks of the moon or what is on his mind. That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
My uncle out in Texas can't even write his name. He signs his checks with X's, but they cash him just the same. If you saw my pa and ma, you'd know they had no learning. Still, they raised a family, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Uncle Jed has never read a almanac on drinking. Still, he's always on a spree, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Sister Sal, whose music cow has never had a lesson. Still, she's learned to sing off key, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to go to a private school not to pick up a penny near a stubborn mule. You don't have to have a professor's dome not to go for the honey when the bee's at home. That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
My tiny baby brother, who's never read a book, knows one sex from the other. All he had to do was look. Grandpa Bill lives on the hill with someone he just married. There he is at 93, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Sister Lou ain't got a sou, although she goes out shopping. She gets all her stockings free, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Cousin Nell can't add or spell, but she left school with honors. She got every known degree for doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to come from a great big town not to clean out a stable in an evening gown. You don't have to mix with the Vanderbilts not to take off your panties when you're wearing and kilts. That comes naturally. Comes naturally. Oh, my mother was frightened by a shotgun, they say. That's why I'm such a wonderful shot. I'd be out in the cactus and I'd practice all day. And now tell me, what have I got? I'm quick on the trigger with targets not much bigger than a pinpoint. I'm number one, but my score with a feller is lower than a sailor. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. When I'm with a pistol, I sparkle like a crystal. Yes, I shine like the morning sun. But I lose all my luster when with a Bronco Buster. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun.
went to battle with someone's herd of cattle, you'd have steak when the job was done. But if I shot the herder, they'd holler bloody murder, and you can't shoot a male in the tail like a quail. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. If I shot a rabbit, some furrier would grab it for a coat that would warm someone. But you can't shoot a lover and use him for a cover. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. The gals with umbrellas are always out with fellers in the rain or the blazing sun. But a man never trifles with gals who carry rifles. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. A Tom, Dick, or Harry will build a house for Carrie when the preacher has made them one. But he can't build your houses with buckshot in his trousers, for a man may be hot, but he's not.
There's no business like your business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like your people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're celebrating the birthday of Irving Berlin. Be sure to contact me with feedback on these programs. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins and you'll find the place to email me. There, you can also find a link to the archives of previous Singing and Other Sins broadcasts. Next week, you'll hear excerpts from French opera compared with the more sedate French art song they call Mélodie. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.
You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. And top of that, your pa and ma have parted. You're broken hearted.